When you think about a national park, you may think of large natural landscapes or areas of cultural significance. Some of you may have a more personal connection, having visited a national park on holidays or using them regularly for recreation. And most of you will understand their importance to environmental protection and conservation. The Victorian government has made recent changes to legislation to allow commercial tourism developments, such as accommodation and restaurants, to be built inside of national parks, fundamentally changing both the way that national parks will look and the way that we will use them into the future. The regulations that will control these developments have yet to be created. Therefore, this research based itself upon a regulatory framework by Baldwin and Cave and went out to interview 25 different stakeholder groups to get their opinions of what the future regulations should include. These groups included recreational bushwalking groups, four-wheel drive groups, conservation groups, tourism industry groups, and accommodation and tour providers. All of these groups expressed great concern that the recent legislation changes could begin to see the government in Victoria prioritise business needs over that of the environment and jeopardise conservation outcomes. In terms of commercial tourism, all groups agreed that low-impact activities such as camping, walking, and adventure tours such as these on the top left are acceptable uses of the national parks. All groups also agreed that the preference would be for any large infrastructure, such as this on the bottom left, to be built outside of national park borders, adjacent to, and that any extra large infrastructure, such as here on the bottom right, would be unacceptable at all. Conservationists did remain adamant that they don't want to see any commercial tourism development inside of the national parks. However, some of the other groups did believe that by building a low-impact accommodation lodge or a series of walking huts such as these on the top right, that the national park experience could be improved, that it would increase visitation and it would bring economic generation for both national park management and the surrounding regional areas through tourism. These developments would need to be regulated across the following four areas. Firstly, their environmental impact. More specifically, their waste management and energy consumption. Secondly, their design, size, location, and overall look of the buildings would need to be regulated to make sure that they did not jeopardise the natural setting of the national park. Thirdly, access would need to be regulated to make sure that these private developments did not restrict any public access to these areas. And finally, the competition within the marketplace would need to be regulated to make sure that those businesses allowed to build inside the national park did not conflict or have an unfair advantage with those businesses outside of the park. If all four of these areas can be regulated effectively, then low-impact tourism development can achieve national park objectives of conservation and recreation. Thank you.